Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's August 26th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era Low Profile 5950 with a home plate camo flag lightning bolt Wonder Boy mashup side patch purchased from Dick's Sporting Goods. This is the on-field cap worn for the 2024 Armed Forces Weekend, which took place May 17th through 19th. The host Cubs took just 1-3 that weekend from the Pirates, a one-zip walk-off, which featured an absolute gem by Shota Imanaga, who went 7 that day, giving up just 4 hits and 1 walk against 7 Ks. The Cubbies are in Pittsburgh for a 3-game set to start off the week, so I figured that maybe I'd pop by Wrigley and motivate them to score some runs tonight, maybe aim a little higher. And it seems to have worked. They blasted the Buccos 18-8, so maybe my encouragement had a little to do with it. Or maybe not. But today we are talking about aim because on this date in 1951, the Cubs' Chuck Connors hit a 3-run bomb in the top of the ninth at the Polo Grounds to momentarily tie the Giants at 4. Wes Westrum's round tripper in the bottom of the frame would win it, not the only time those 51 Giants would take one in walk-off fashion. Little more than a month later, Bobby Thompson would hit the shot heard around the world while Chuck Connors would walk off to his new career, acting where he would gain fame as the Rifleman, where his aim was always good, and the common thread was that people always deserved a second chance. Kind of like that third wild card per league, I guess.